Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Cameron McCarthy, currently the CEO and co-founder of WeStock, a Techstars backed company that makes it easy for shoppers to vote for products they want to see in stores. How great is that? And Mr. McCarthy, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Thanks for your time and looking forward to hearing all about WeStock. So for starters, in a great place to lay the foundation and get things underway, tell us about your background and what led you to WeStock.
Yeah, so my background's in the CPG space. I've been a sales director for multiple emerging food and beverage brands. Before I started this company, I was a sales director for what was the fastest growing hummus brand in the country. Took them to about 7,000 stores nationwide. My first day on the job was a Monday. That Sunday, the brand was actually on Shark Tank. So my first day I started, we had thousands of customers asking where they could find the product and really no solution to be able to take all of that consumer demand we were seeing online and then show it to retail buyers. So saw the need for being able to really provide brands with that access to first-party data and consumer demand data, and that's kind of the genesis of how we started WeStock a few years later in 2019.
I'd say that's quite a background, and you bring a lot to the table at WeStock, no doubt about that. So tell us, what is WeStock, and who is the business intended to help? Is it CPG brands, consumers, or both? Get into some of the details there.
Yeah, so really high level, what WeStock does is we make it easy for shoppers to request their favorite products at local stores, and we do that by streamlining the request process for brands. So at any point when a CPG brand engages with their customers, either online or offline, we can see where do they shop, what products they're interested in, and other data about that customer. It's really sold into CPG brands, but it's engaged with consumers, so I would kind of position us as a B2B2C company.
Well explained, and that does help a lot. Now, I understand you pioneered a concept or a platform called crowd stocking. What is that, and how does that work?
So we actually work directly with retailers, and retailers give us shelf space inside of their stores, and then we take over that shelf space, and we dictate what products go on the shelf based off of the data that we collect. So if a customer wants to see a product at Brooklyn Fair in New York City, we're able to get that product on the shelf within 2 to 3 weeks and then notify customers in the area that it's available. So really, it's just 100% voted on products by the customers and really just giving them control of what their retail experience looks like.
Now, taking that even further, if you would, walk us through what WeStock and the crowd stocking platform offers CPG brands and consumers. I'd like to hear some details on that as well.
Yeah, so the biggest thing is it offers CPG brands the ability to test their items out in new retailers without really entering into a formal relationship or servicing that customer across all of their stores. For the retailer, it allows them to de-risk new items and bring in new items kind of as a test and really use their shelf space as a showroom more as a versus kind of a permanent housing for new products like they do now. And for consumers, I think we really believe that the future of retail is all about curation and consumer experience. So allowing them to vote on what their retail experience looks like, we believe is really a big value proposition to that end consumer. And so that's kind of what all three pillars get with crowd stocking and WeStock.
Well, you certainly got it going on in the space. We really appreciate your visit with us here today to discuss WeStock and the crowd stocking platform. Today, we're joined by Cameron McCarthy, currently the CEO and co-founder of WeStock, a Techstars-backed company that makes it easy for shoppers to vote for products they want to see in stores. And he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell me, Cameron, how did you actually come to know that this was an important tool for CPG companies to get brands on shelves and for consumers to find the brands? Get into some of the important factors there.
Yeah, so I mean, the one thing that we realized, and I realized personally from all my stops at brands in the past, was that brands do a really good job of building their audiences online. They build really strong Facebook audiences and Instagram audiences and email lists. The issue is that it's really hard to understand where all the people on those lists and where all your followers shop. So being able to get that first party data from the customer is crucial. And then that really allows you to run your business more efficiently and really understand where the consumer demand is for your product. And really the importance for that consumer is being able to discover new products. But what we see that our consumers really like about it is the fact that it's a little bit more than a social like. and it's a little bit less than a purchase. So it allows them to just show like, hey, I'm really interested in this product. I want to see it at my local store. And it allows them to feel like they're a part of that brand success.
Well, I think the concept is brilliant, and this has been some really good information and interesting at that. Now, I'd also be curious, is anyone else doing crowd stocking, or if so, is there any competition in the space?
So no one else is doing crowd stocking in the space. There's obviously a ton of platforms and tools that brands use, whether that's store locator services, third-party distribution platforms. So there's a lot of decisions that brands have to make in terms of where they spend their marketing and sales dollars. But it's there in terms of anybody doing exactly what we're doing right now in the space, that we're really, really the only ones pioneering in this section right now.
Well, that is fabulous. Being a pioneer in the space, who wouldn't want to be involved with that? That is pretty good stuff right there. Now, what is next for WeStock? Anything going on that we should be aware of or anything in the works?
Yeah, so I mean, we've got a ton of things that we're continuing to iterate on. We actually just launched our web application last month. So we do have close to 100,000 customers that are on WeStock right now. So our web app gives them a central place to go and discover new products, request new products at their local stores, and then also get promotional codes off new products online. So it's a great place for product discovery, but to also try new products for the first time and get those promotions. So we're really excited about that. We think building a sense of community around everything that we're doing here at WeStock is critical. And that's really the biggest thing that we're trying to kind of round out by the end of the year.
Well, you're certainly seeing phenomenal results and interest, and that is no surprise at all. Good report there. Now, right at this moment, who are some of your current clients, if you don't mind sharing some of those with us here?
Yeah, so we work with over 450 brands here at WeStock. A lot of them are emerging brands that, you know, still kind of do under $1 million a year in sales and are just trying to find their way. But we also do work with a lot of more well-established brands. We work with brands like Chomps. We work with big beer brands like Yingling, Athletic Brewing. We also work with Utz Chips. So we have a ton of customers kind of that run the gamut from small under $1 million customers to, you know, multi-billion dollar CPG brands. So it's been exciting to see how the product really applies to the needs of all these different size companies.
Cameron, you're certainly making it happen in the space, and we really appreciate your joining us here today and introducing WeStock to the audience. And I'm sure before you go, listeners would love some advice coming from you, all that you've experienced. What advice would you give someone looking to launch or start a business?
Yeah, I would just say, I see a lot of people go all in really in the beginning, and you don't need to do that. I think testing out an MVP or a minimum viable product in the market and really de-risking the whole process for you. You can start it small as a side hustle, test it out, get just some product in the market, see if there's any interest in it. But I think that that's literally the best way. Just test, iterate, make sure that there's product market fit for that idea. And then once you have that, you can kind of go all in at that point. We tend to see a lot of people make that mistake and go all in the beginning. And I think people could probably spend more time testing their ideas, iterating on it, and seeing the best way to move forward.
A great place to conclude and some fabulous advice. Really appreciate that, Cameron, and for your time today. Tell our listeners where they can get all the details on WeStock online and how they best could be in contact as well.
Yeah, so just check it out at WeStock.io, and then my inbox is always open if you want to email me directly at Cameron@WeStock.io.
And that sounds easy enough. Cameron, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Continued success to you and the company.
Thanks so much.
Our pleasure. We've been speaking with Cameron McCarthy, currently the CEO and co-founder of WeStock, a Techstars backed company that makes it easy for shoppers to vote for products they want to see in stores. And for all the details and for contact, visit WeStock.io. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.